Let's pray together. Lord God, we sing the songs of angelic choirs against the backdrop not only of Bethlehem, but of a world in need. There was no room for Mary, Joseph, and Jesus at the inn in that ancient town. And there continues to be no room for so many people who are experiencing significant need. And so we lift them to you and for your care, and for your care through each and every one of us. Lord, in your mercy, we do not worship in a vacuum. We are surrounded by needs upon needs. We lift to you those who are mourning a loved one and feel a distinctive grief at this time of year. We lift to you those whose lives are not as they planned. They need hope that this coming year will be different than the year now emerging in their rearview mirror. We lift to you those whose faith is weak or waning. They have started to think that, well, maybe the bad news is all the news there is. Recalibrate our hearts and minds and priorities to the great things of a God whose life is always surprising and who can give us freedom and peace and meaning once again. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, many of us this past week were confronted by a horrible robbery at the mall. Lord, we thank you for Barrie Police. We thank you that all five suspects are apprehended. Lord, that has scared many people. And so we pray that your peace descend upon every heart. Lord, we heard in the news this past week of horrible slaughter of Jews worshiping on a beach in Australia. Lord, stop the warring madness. Lord, there are people who have been influenced by dark forces, thinking somehow that taking innocent life is some sort of solution to something. Lord, do battle in these people's lives. Inject the powerful light and love of Christ so that your peace and goodness reigns over this wide earth. Lord, in your mercy. There are times when the word difficult is often too general. For some of us, there is a diagnosis. For some, a treatment plan that is exhausting. For some, sleepless nights and expanding worry. For some, a family strain. For others, loneliness. For others, still confusion in a spinning world. So heal, rejuvenate, reconcile, befriend, and steady us. Lord, in your mercy. And so as we near Christmas, make our hearts smile, because the coming and arrival of Jesus Christ is a rescue mission of love and truth for a world who needs it. Make us anticipate something greater, pushing back against a world that is good at letting us down. The wise men followed a star. And in your book of Revelation, Jesus is called the bright morning star. Every day be that bright morning star, the light of the world to each of us. Lord, in your mercy. All these things we pray in the name of Christ, our coming King.